This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. We've been getting together with Russ Collins for the past 26 years on Thursday mornings, and we're going to continue today. Russ, I missed you last week. It's good to hear you again.
Yeah, it's good to be on with you. So we're looking forward to another week of movies and another week of hot summer weather.
Well,
so
exactly right. Now, last you and I spoke 2 weeks ago, you were talking about looking at maybe July 17th, maybe July 24th for a limited capacity kind of opening at the Michigan and State Theaters. Any update on that whatsoever?
Well, we pushed it back a little bit more. The soonest we'd open to the public would be the 31st, and so we'll keep tracking what's happening in Michigan, what's happening around the nation, and what the governor is thinking about opening up theaters. So we want to make sure that everyone that comes to the state of Michigan theater feels and is as safe as possible. So that's the key point.
All right. Well, that's the latest update, and we will continue to update you on a weekly basis until we have more words. So thank you very much for that. You mentioned a lot of movies opening up, a couple of highlights, including the Nevertheless Film Festival.
That's right. The Nevertheless Film Festival is going to play today through Sunday. It's going to be a virtual festival. It's the second annual festival. Last year it was held at the Michigan Theater, so we're very happy to play a role in helping to promote and host that virtual festival. The other films that are opening up, there's four, Waiting for the Barbarians, which is by Ciro Guerra, who's a famous Colombian filmmaker whose film Embracing the Serpent was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, and his film Birds of Passage was very, very well received. Again, a Colombian director. This film, however, is in English and stars Mark Ryan, Johnny Depp, and Robert Pattinson. It's set in a 19th century kind of situation on the frontier of an unnamed country. And Mark Rylance plays the magistrate for this area, this frontier area of a unnamed empire. And then Johnny Depp comes in as a military commander and really, really shakes things up. The screenplay is adapted by the Nobel Prize winning author J.M. Coetzee, and it is really quite a beautiful film to look at, with some very, very good reviews. Waiting for the Barbarians opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. You can also get curbside concessions on Fridays, Saturdays, and Tuesdays. So if you're missing the Michigan Theater popcorn, I know you can drive up and get that as well. Also opening is Guest of Honor, which is a film that stars David Thewlis, and he plays the father of a daughter who's a high school music teacher. She's had a kind of troubled past, and it comes back to her, and the father and the daughter build their relationship based on that. Again, very nice reviews for Guest of Honor, a really intense family drama. A very bizarre but interesting film, We Are Little Zombies, is about four orphans who have a really rough life, and they're just kind of emotional zombies devoid of what we think of as the kind of emotions and excitement that a kid would have. But these four orphans form a rock band, and so the movie that results has a certain amount of tragedy, but also comedy, music, social criticism, teenage angst, and they're all part of We Are Little Zombies.
I love those kind of all-encompassing movies.
Yeah, and it's beautifully shot and explosively imaginative in the way that it's put together, very energetic. So We Are Little Zombies are a little different, but very interesting to go check out. The Tobacconist is a film that's part of the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival summer film series that we're doing with them, and part of Cinetopia as well. It's a tender, heartbreaking story about one young man and his friendship with Sigmund Freud, and Sigmund Freud's played by Bruno Ganz, and it's about it takes place during the Nazi occupation of Vienna. So The Tobacconist, is a well-recommended film at this point. So you want to go check that out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins on the other side of the line. We had mentioned the Netherlands Film Festival before, but I do want to call out, we didn't mention why this is such an important film festival, and that is its dedication to putting forth the works of women.
That's right, women, female filmmakers, absolutely. So 50% of the producing artistic team that produces the film needs to be under the leadership of women, in front of the camera, behind the camera, all the way around. The festival includes 6 feature films and 20 short films. It opens today and plays through Sunday virtually. Go to the Michigan Theater website, mishtheater.org, and you can get more information about the Nevertheless Film Festival and all the films that
we're currently playing. Second annual, and I assume there will be many years to come of the Nevertheless Film Festival.
We certainly hope so. The folks that put that get together know what they're doing, and we're very excited to play a role with that festival as well.
So personally, you're going to cocktail it up one more time, huh?
That's right. Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 14th, Bastille Day, although we're not doing any French films, we're going to do 2 films from the 1910s and teens, the Grand Budapest
Hotel. You mean the 2010s and teens?
The 2010s and teens, absolutely. not flashing back a century. So the Grand Budapest Hotel, a Wes Anderson film, and What We Do in the Shadows, which is a mockumentary that is very, very funny, and it's by the director who did Jojo Rabbit. But anyway, so it's not a cocktail cinema this week. It's actually wine cinema. We're going to talk about wine like we did last week, but that should be a lot of
fun. Just can't take any more mixed drinks, huh?
That's right. Well, we've had enough for now. But you certainly want to tune in on Tuesday, the 14th, 7 to 8:30. Watch the movies, Grand Budapest Hotel and What We Do in the Shadows, in advance, and then we'll get a little lesson about wine and talk about the movies on Tuesday. Go check that out. We've got some really great films that are still playing. John Lewis' Good Trouble opened up last week. It's a documentary about that congressman and civil rights activist. Mm-hmm. It is a superhero movie, not like a typical one, because John Lewis is an actual superhero, and it's a very, very engaging film about a very interesting and effective man at changing the course of American history and our society. Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things, is a documentary about that famous jazz and pop singer. She's kind of the soundtrack for the tumultuous 20th century. Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things, a not-to-be-missed musical. And another, these films are of particular interest, we think, to WEMU listeners. Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, the first South African musician who won international stardom. And then Mr. Topaz, which is a blast from the past. It's a 1961 film, the only film ever directed by the famous comic actor Peter Sellers.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so this is a film that was discovered in the British Films Archive. They restored it, and it's being released. It has a cast that was famous at the time, including the guy that was in the United States, Peter Sellers is probably best known for the Pink Panther movies, and Herbert Loam ended up being his nemesis in those movies, and he's in this movie as is Billy Whitelaw, who was a famous actor.
So to be clear, this was a movie that Peter Sellers directed, but it's never been exhibited before?
It's been exhibited, but only back briefly in the early 60s when it was first released. So it got down to one print left, which was left in the British Archives. It was the only print that was available, and they did a restoration of it.
Oh, how nice.
Very interesting. A couple of other films that we're doing, One Small Step Shorts, put together by the Shorts TV, who do the Academy Awards shorts. Very cool stuff. Tune in on that one. And then Pioneers of Queer Cinema, this is a compilation of films that have been put together to celebrate Pride Month. Pioneers of Queer Cinema is a very, very interesting collection of films. The Quarantine Cat Festival, which was put together during the quarantine that we're essentially kind of still under, but was 1,200 submissions of cat videos that have been edited together of cats and people that are quarantined. So
very little surprises me more than the popularity of cat videos.
Right. Absolutely. And then Shirley is a film that stars Elizabeth Moss. She's a writer of thrillers and has a very interesting and somewhat quirky relationship with her husband. But a young couple moves in near where the Elizabeth Moss character and her husband lives, and they kind of prank them. And as a horror writer, she has a very heightened imagination. So anyway, lots of great stuff playing now and ongoing at the Michigan Theater, stuff opening up. And you got to see that John Lewis documentary. It is really great.
I take it you have seen it yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Ella Fitzgerald book. Particular interest to WEMU listeners. Check it out.
Well, I think that is advice well offered and advice well taken. Russ Collins, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it. I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Yeah, stay cool, everybody, and ta-ta from Hollywood.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.